Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football playoff committee. They finally looks like they're going to move to this 14-game playoff. 14 teams playoff. The problem I have is we didn't really give the 12-team playoff a chance. But
yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing. The Big Ten and the SEC flexed their muscle and said, we want some guarantees in this. We want guarantees that at least three Big Ten teams will be in the playoffs every year. Three SEC teams will be in the playoffs every year. Big 12 and ACC will be guaranteed two teams in the playoffs, a group of five team, and then the rest will be filled in by wild card teams. That's going to be the new college football playoff. We don't know. I liked what the 12 team was going to do because you had the four byes. And also in this new playoff scenario, Big Ten and SEC, they get the byes. They get the, we don't have to play. Champion doesn't have to play in the first round.
So if there's 14 teams, how many total teams get byes? Just five?
Total teams that get byes?
Yeah.
Six.
Six.
Okay. Six teams get a bye. Now,
is the first round still going to be on campus or home stadiums?
I think so. I think the first rounds will be. Now, that's something that I do like, but I don't like a lot of things about this. First of all, and then there's something else that came out today, too, with college football. Let's just call it the Harbaugh rule. Communication will now be there. It's what they do in the NFL.
I was going to call it the Stallions rule, but with the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Helmet communication, you have up until 15 seconds before the play clock ends that you can communicate with the quarterback. You can run the play, tell the play, direct communication with the offensive coordinator or the coach. Also, they're thinking about implementing the two-minute warning, very similar to what you see in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yes.
Great idea. You know, everybody has been thriving. We need a czar, a commissioner of college football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just give Goodell commissioner of all of football.
No. No, well, absolutely
well,
not.
Well, this is what's happening, right?
So I'm going to ask the question, 248-539-9797. Lots of changes are happening in a sport that a lot of people hold near and dear to their heart. The question that I'm asking for you is, what upsets you the most about these changes? What is it about the changes that are happening in college football that angers you, that ticks you off, that makes you so angry because it's not what I grew up watching? Like for David, I know David is upset because you lose out on regional games, because it's not Notre Dame versus Michigan or Notre Dame versus Michigan State. You got to travel across the country. With all the new rules coming in here, what is it that upsets you about this? Because I'll tell you the thing that upsets me about the new playoff situation, the format. It's short-term thinking. First of all, six teams are guaranteed a spot in the playoffs who did not win their conference. All you did was simply have a good, you're guaranteeing three Big Ten teams, which probably means your champion, your runner up, and then that team, let's just call it like the Penn State factor.
Right.
The team that's always on the outside looking in saying, hey, can we play too?
Well, now,
no, you can't.
Now it's going to be like Oregon, though.
Right. So you're bringing those teams in. The Big 12 and the ACC signed off on this because I think they were held hostage. They knew, well, we don't have any money and we really don't have any say. So it's not really fair to us, but you know what? Something beats nothing. They accepted their role as being second-class citizens. Another problem with this new format, I'm not a big fan of this because it was very short-term thinking, is you limit yourself. You're only guaranteeing yourself three spots. Mike, what if one year the Big Ten has seven teams that are really good? You can't get all seven of those teams in there.
You're right.
And what if there's a year where, I know, it's sacrilegious, but the SEC's garbage, okay? Nick Saban's gone. And you got Georgia, and you got just a bunch of also-rans.
Well, this year, look at the ACC. They only had one team, and some people didn't think they were that good, Florida State, even before the quarterback got hurt.
Right. So it's one of those things that you're locking up teams that may not be as good as you think they're going to be. I don't like that. And I'm all for college football expansion. I think that the playoffs are going to be good – because it's going to give you meaningful games. It means that because a lot of people can't get over the fact of, well, you're going to have a three-loss team in the playoffs. Okay, but if you lost to three good teams, that's not a bad thing. You're going to want to watch a non-conference game. Stoney, you were a season ticket holder. Would you rather go see Michigan playing some good teams and they lose? They lose to Texas.
Right.
Okay, there's no harm in that. That's Texas. They're good. Counts as a good loss. So you lose to Texas, you lose to Penn State, and you lose to Oregon, and you still can make the playoffs. You're not punishing a team for losing. The strive for perfection, I think, is gone. And I think a lot of people in college football need to understand you don't have to be perfect, okay? Nobody remembers that, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs were the three seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
They just remember they won the whole thing. Hmm. You don't have to be perfect, and that's the thing. Is, oh, you got to be 15-0, and now you're the champion. No, you may have a champion with two or three losses. I'm okay with that. I don't like the new format because you're guaranteeing six teams who didn't win their conference a spot at the table.
Well, what you said that makes the most sense to me is that they didn't give the 12-team deal a chance. Now, I assume it's going to be 12 this year, or is the 14?
12, no, 12 this year,
right.
12 next year.
Okay.
And then after that, that's when the new TV contract kicks in.
Right, so it doesn't give them a chance. And you know, I joked about the Goodell thing. But yes, they are, as you mentioned, turning, or whether they're trying to or not, the NCAA, college football, whoever want to blame. College football is trying to be the NFL, whether they want to admit it or not. And gee, let's see, 14 teams make the playoffs. Correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't there 14 teams in the NFL playoffs right now, seven from each side?
Correct.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And here's the other thing you talked about.
And one on each side gets a bye.
Yeah.
That's the Big Ten, and that's the SEC.
Yeah.
They get the automatic bye.
Right. Well, I don't mind if you have a one automatic bye. But
No. But here's the thing. What if the best team in the country is Notre Dame? You don't get the bye. What if the best team in the country is Clemson one year?
Yes.
You don't get the automatic bye. It goes to the Big Ten. It goes to the SEC regardless.
But there's going to be that's crazy. So there's only – but you said how many byes are there going to be?
Two.
Kind of
like the NFL.
That's true.
Two byes.
And it's guaranteed that the SEC and the Big Ten get the bye.
That was part of the flex.
That's absurd. That is, look, I can't stand Notre Dame, okay? Can't stand them. Behind Ohio State, and they used to be above them, but anyway, that's irrelevant. If you're right. If Notre Dame runs the table and beats USC when they're good and does what they have to do and beats the ACC teams that they play on their schedule, and they are playing, I know Michigan in 2030, I think, and they're playing Michigan State, I think, they're going to renew that, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So let's say there's a year or two where Notre Dame, God forbid, but yes, Notre Dame has two great years. You're telling me that they don't deserve a bye if they're 12-0 because they won't have a conference champion. Now, I can't stand the fact that they don't have a conference, but still, irrelevant. If they're 12-0 and are number one in the country, and a team from the SEC or the Big Ten is 10-3 and has a bye in front of a perfect Notre Dame team or a perfect Clemson team, that's a joke.
Yeah.
The SEC and the Big Ten, I don't blame them for trying.
No, because here's the thing. You got all the power. You got all the money. And you know that people were talking about they were going to split off. 248-539-9797.
Use your power. But the ACC and the Big 12, you're wussies with a P.
They knew you better get on board or else you're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
What upsets you most about the changes in college football? 248-539-9797. We will get your answers next. 97.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you cool with this? Are you okay with this? Are you angered by this? Also, they're going to do helmet communication in there where you can talk to your quarterback or you could talk to somebody 15 seconds up until the play starts, and thinking about implementing a 2-minute warning. Ooh. Very similar to the NFL.
Oh, more NFL. You know what? I actually like the 2-minute warning. However, the hypocrisy, because didn't they just decide to do things to speed up? They wanted to speed up college football. You know, no stopping the clock for first downs until the last 2 minutes. So what are you doing? You're doing something that will what? More commercials. Slow it down. I actually like it. If they could get out of commercials somewhere else or maybe make halftime 2 or 3 minutes shorter, I'd be all for that. But the actual 2-minute warning, I think, is okay. It gives them another timeout.
Yeah. So are you okay with the changes or you just, you're angry and you're ticked off and you just don't like them? 248-539-9797. One change that I really wish they would make that they won't. And I think that a lot of people would agree with me. The dumbest thing in college football is this. If you catch the ball and you slip and fall and there's nobody around you for 20 yards,
yes, get up.
You should be able to get up and run. The play should not be down because you touched the ground on a knee.
Yes.
Okay. I can even live with the 1 foot in. Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah, let's go. It's okay.
If there's nobody around, you should be able to get up and you should be able to run. But with the new 14-team playoff.
I don't like it. And look, like I said, and we're going to take some calls from some fans of a particular school. who I think have a chance of being screwed by all this.
I think a lot of schools will be. And I think long term, the Big Ten and the SEC could really be taking themselves out of the equation, because in the years that you have a lot of great teams, and kind of like this year, the ACC didn't have anything, you would have rewarded not one but two teams with the automatic berth, even though that conference was hot garbage. You're rewarding people. You're rewarding mediocrity instead of just the, at least in the 12-team format, Stoney, four conference champions got an automatic bid, and then you got your group of five, and then after that, they would go and say, all right, we're going to just take the best teams.
Right.
And I don't care what conference they come from, the best teams. I like that. But guaranteeing spots is so short-term.
Especially three in each. That's almost half your field. That's six out of 14.
Big Ten and the SEC wanted to guarantee spots that they were going to have enough teams in there. It's the dumbest thing. Six teams in total are guaranteed a spot that you don't have to win your conference. So 248-539-9797. Going to get to the phone lines. Dave, we got any ticket texts before we jump to the phone lines?
We do. The whole thing is a bleep show. I listened to your lead in and said the Pac-12 is so convoluted you can't even keep up. It's only two. It's the Pac-2 now. How do we change their name? Oh, my.
I don't know, because
we call it the two-pac.
They decided. No. Did you know they're keeping the Pac-12 network? We talked about that yesterday.
Wow.
There's only so many Washington State great games of Ryan Leaf you can show. Okay, after that. So what are we doing here?
And do you have any from Oregon State? Probably nothing.
Well, right? Yeah, I mean, you know what?
You know what they do? They show Oregon State overnight. Beavers overnight.
I'm just going to read some more ticket texts.
Or I was about to say Jonathan Smith, the head coach of Michigan State, when he was actually the quarterback at Oregon State.
Yeah.
The Hooshman's out of there when he was throwing it to him.
Yes.
Chad Johnson.
Yes.
Steven Jackson at running back.
That's about it. Go ahead, David.
Bowl games, for God's sakes. What a joke. They sold their soul for the ultimate and almighty dollar. And I could care less anymore. Sean in Walt Lake.
See, I think this actually helps, because a lot of people always say they hate bowl games. The playoff format, man, it has such potential, Stoney. It really could have been something. I don't like the guaranteed spots. But come December, you don't have to watch the gimmicky Pop-Tart Bowl where they eat the mascot at the end of the game.
But you do, because we're betting on it.
Well, or the Duke's Mayo Bowl, to which coach gets done.
Or the Quick Lane Bowl, because the Quick Lane ambassador is such a handsome man.
Is he? Is he, though?
I was being sarcastic.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not. But now, in mid-December, mm-hmm. You're going to get some pretty good matchups. You're going to get some pretty good games where you normally didn't. You normally had to wait till the end of December, beginning of January, before you got the good games. I like the fact that you're going to get top matchups early in the middle of the month, right after championship week. You get 2 weeks off, and then you're going to jump right into it. I just don't like how they're going to divvy up the pie.
I agree with
you. Who gets it? 248-539-9797. Jason, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, man. Good afternoon.
A few points of contention. Number one, Stoney, to kind of piggyback off your comment about Notre Dame, and I feel about Notre Dame the same way you do, and all those people saying, oh, go join a conference if you don't like it. Well, under the format, it actually may work out to their benefit, because they stay independent. They don't have to play a conference championship game, and who knows what happens in such a game. And if they're a really good team, they're number three and a number five, depending on the format, they'll probably play a G5 team who's in the number 12 or 14 spot. In theory, should be an easier game. So you have one game against a kind of team.
But you'd rather
play in a conference and playing a really good team in the conference championship.
But Jason, wouldn't you rather have the opportunity of getting a bye where you don't have to take
the risk of
getting somebody injured? What?
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't want to step on Stoney's toes there. But the other thing, too, is that if you're guaranteeing the Big Ten, the SEC, three spots, that's going to impact recruiting, because if I'm looking at an ACC school or an SEC school, well, I got a much better chance of making the playoffs going to a random SEC team, and how much that we down the road could impact competitive balance. I don't like this format at all, but nobody knocked on my door, and that's my opinion.
Enrico, you'll know this better than I do. Does that even matter anymore with NIL? Does the actual kid sit there and say, I have a better chance of going to the playoff or a national championship. I'll take less money to go. So, to me, NIL equalizes everything.
It does and it doesn't, because it's why certain schools will always be at the top, because, okay, it's like the NFL. You know, St. Brown could take less money to remain a Lion, but you'll win. Or you could take less money to stay with the Chiefs to win titles. Like, okay, I could break the bank if I go to Tulsa, or I can take a little bit less, go to a team like Georgia, knowing that they're going to, or Texas, and I get a chance to hold up the Natty. I mean, you saw that at Michigan, right, where a lot of guys could have probably transferred out and went to other places and decided the money's not important. I want to win a title. Some kids, it's about the money. Some kids, it's about winning. It's like that pros in college where, you know, do you want to be the big fish in a little pond, or do you want to be a part of a championship program? Plain and simple. But for as far as Notre Dame goes, under the 12-team format, it was a benefit for them because they probably would have been the number five. Let's just say they were undefeated. Right. They would be number five, and they would play probably the weakest team in South Bend. But under the 14-team format, that's not a guarantee because, like I said, six teams are in without winning their title, which means there's four more teams that are now going to be your conference champions. So that's now at 10 teams plus the group of five, which is now 11, which means there's only going to be three wild card teams left. That puts Notre Dame at a disadvantage, in my opinion. Under the 12 team, Notre Dame, it was great. But because there are so many guaranteed spots and they're not in a conference, Notre Dame now has to fight for one of those last three spots. Speaking of Notre Dame, let's go to the president of Notre Dame.
Oh, I know.
Rob, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Rob? How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Stoney. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you. Thank you, Rob.
Hey, yeah, so the last guy kind of had my points, but I want to ask you guys, I mean, so this is the first year that I can remember in a long, long time that Notre Dame actually could finish undefeated just based on their schedule, and it's really interesting. Their schedule is nowhere near as tough as it has been in years past, and they could be that fifth seed team, but you know what annoys me, Stoney and Enrico, is why are they already talking about 14 teams when they haven't even, dipped their foot in the water on the 12 team.
Yes. I mean, and Rob, I know it's hard to believe it. I'm sticking up for Notre Dame here, but I think, look, if they do run the table in either format, especially the 14, they could be screwed, and they don't deserve, if it's a Notre Dame team that is undefeated, they deserve to have the opportunity to have a bye.
Yeah, but I think the bye is kind of a moot point, Sony, because they're not in a conference title game. So they're playing a less game there, and they're getting a home game against the worst seed.
Yeah, but if they're real, look, I know it pains me to say this, as you know, Rob, but if they have one of those years where they're, you know, I know, we all know they're freaking really, really legitimately good, not Notre Dame reputation good. They
knocked off five top 25 teams.
They shouldn't be screwed for that. That's my point. I'm sticking up for them.
Yeah, but I don't understand how the Big Ten and the SEC are flexing, like Rico said. Like, they have to have what that to me doesn't make sense either. What if Clemson's really good that year? What if USC is really good that year? I guess they're a Big Ten team. I got to get used to the Pac-12.
I know. Don't you wish that the Big 12 or the ACC would say, you know what? F you. Here's the deal. You know, you're going to have your playoff. Have it without us. We'll have our own.
Yeah, you don't carry that much clout. Big Ten SEC does. More football up next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Man, oh man, oh man. You had what, David? What did you say? What did Mikey Sanders still run?
Mikey Sanders still. I'm just double checking to make sure because he's 4-4-1. 4-4-1. Yeah.
4-4-1.
Yes.
Now, you're thinking, wow, fast. You know who else ran a 4-4-1? Sauce Gardner.
Correct.
Okay. Mikey, you're about to make yourself some money. And he probably will. Mikey Sanders switching over to defensive back from wide receiver. Probably the best move to position switch since Richard Sherman.
Whoa, gee, there's a similarity there, too.
Yeah. Where, oh, yes,
they
it was.
They both did it in college under Harbaugh.
Yeah, Harbaugh saw something and said, maybe you need to switch over.
Now, Sherman wasn't so thrilled about it at the time, but it certainly worked.
It worked out for him. Mikey runs a 4-4-1, and you're thinking, wow, this is great. Until all of a sudden, times got a lot faster than that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my man Quinion Mitchell from Toledo, 4-3-3. But wait.
Yes.
There's more.
Yes, there is.
Somebody who probably helped his stock tremendously, Nate Wiggins,
mm-hmm.
corner out of Clemson, 4-2-9.
See, what's crazy about that is before Wiggins ran, Mitchell ran, Quinion Mitchell for Toledo, he ran a 4-3-3. And I joked with Kenny because I was looking at the TV screen. I joked with Kenny. I said, well, his agent's about to call him and tell him he's done. And then Nate Wiggins goes out there and runs a 4-2-9. It's like, whoa.
You know what? I still would be done.
Yes. I would, too.
Yes. I still would be done. There's no need to run it again. As a matter of fact, you're done doing drills.
Right, because most people had him as a top 12 pick anyway.
Both of those gentlemen probably elevated. Now, it was one of those things that I thought maybe – especially Mitchell, because I think he's going to end up being cornerback one out of this year's draft. From Toledo, Alabama.
How tall is he? Because Wiggins is 6'1 and 3/8.
I want to say, if I got it correct, I think he's 6'3. I don't know what he actually measured. I think in college he was 6'3.
Mm-hmm.
What was his official measurement, David? Do we know?
Yeah, I have to find the official measurement because all I'm seeing right now is Toledo, so give me a second.
But I know he measured 6'3 in college. But then, you go out there.
He listed in the combine 6 foot, right on the nose of 6 feet. So, whoa.
So not the 6'3 from Toledo.
No. It's here we go again about lying. Why? Just.
Yeah, Terrion Arnold, the other corner from Alabama, probably hurt himself. He went out there and ran a 4.51, and then he ran a 4.55, which, in this day and age, you want the fast corner because you're going up against the Justin Jeffersons of the world, the Tyreek Hills. He hurt himself. Think about this. Both Bama corners may have placed themselves out of the first round by just simply running that 4.51.
Arnold's so good, though, that maybe like a guy like Brad Holmes just says, you know what? I don't care. He's a football player. Now, it's not.
Now, he may be available.
He's right. That's what I mean. He might be available now at 29. But Brad Holmes historically doesn't draft corners early. So
he has yet to draft a corner early.
I know.
It would be the first time, in the 3 years he's been here, that he would take one early.
Can I give you a quote here, though, that just is coming out of combine here. Wide receivers are meeting with the media today. Washington wide receiver, Jalen McMillan says Michigan DB Mike Sanders is the toughest player he faced in college. Quote, he was pissing me off. He was calling out formations and routes. Well, you read all the comments. Now everyone's saying, oh, no wonder, because when you get the tape, when you cheat. I think it's just great film study. But
yes. See, I was going to say because he was a wide receiver, he has a different perspective.
Correct.
I wasn't even going that route.
Well, I don't think Connor Stallion's got Washington tickets.
Yeah, I wasn't even going that route. So, yeah, though. Yeah. Probably doesn't help that on the internet, the Michigan pitcher that got tossed out of a game for cheating and having some foreign substance on his glove, and people just was like, it's a part of the culture. I actually think that Mikey's good. I really do. And I think he's probably, I thought he was going to be a steal in the second or third round for whoever took him.
We have an update on Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
According to NFL Network, Combine broadcast coverage, Nate Wiggins felt a groin pop, had to be helped to the training room after his 4.29, and is done for the day.
Signed his agent. He wasn't coming back. You know he wasn't coming back.
I just hope it's not as significant where it takes him time to recover. But hopefully he'll be fine. But he won't be there.
Yeah, he wasn't doing it anyway. I think that way you can't get angry and say he quit. No, he's injured. He's injured. He's sitting down. He just needs to rest. All right. It's a Friday. It's a weekly staple. By the numbers. We're going to do by the numbers with Roberto Stoney style next. 97.1.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The theremin, a little theremin there to get things going here.
I figured you'd throw a little Bob Page, I feel like a number.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. So, you know how the game's played. I throw out a number to you guys. Something that has happened this week by the numbers. I'm going to give you that number. You tell me what that number represents. Here we go. First clue. 25,000 times 2. 25,000 times 2. What am I talking about?
Sheldon Keefe and somebody else, a different coach, got fined that amount of money for their bench theatrics after a game.
Who else, say?
I forget who else, Roberto. I'm a terrible hockey fan.
No, Kenny is right. Buffalo Sabres head coach Don Granato and Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe were both fined $25,000 on Thursday for unprofessional conduct.
Kenny,
yeah,
straight out the box. Oh, we didn't have to think about that.
Yeah. I don't like
you are a real hockeyista.
Wow.
All right, well, here we go. We did 25,000. Here's the next one, 26,000. What am I talking about?
26,000?
It's not Caitlin Clark, is it?
No, I was thinking of her, but no it's
26,000 points?
No.
You want another hint?
Yeah.
$26,000.
$26,000.
This week.
Somebody paid for, I don't know, some kind of memorabilia that I don't know about.
The amount people think golf should be paid in this next contract.
One more hint.
Stoney is right. It is a piece of sports memorabilia sold this week for $26,000.
Which sport?
Is it a North Carolina? I thought I saw something with North Carolina this
week. It is NFL related.
Okay, well, it's not North Carolina. Thank you.
NFL related.
Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Oh, I know what it is. I think it's Tom Brady, the shirt he wore at his combine, maybe?
You are exactly wrong.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it feels like?
But I know they paid for something.
I was about to say, is it something, a Patrick Mahomes jersey?
Close. It is Super Bowl related.
Yeah, Brady stolen jersey.
Super Bowl related.
Brady stolen jersey.
No.
Oh.
Super Bowl related. All right, what is it?
Oh, I know. The Super Bowl jersey that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift signed?
No.
I saw that was at an auction.
Oh, we have enough guesses now?
Yeah, I've grown bored of this.
I saw that one.
This bores me. No, it's the Super Bowl 58 game coin sold at an online auction this week for $26,000.
Great. Who cares?
And believe some of it or all of it going to charity.
Why would I need that? It's a quarter.
No, it was a commemorative coin.
Well, it was the overtime coin. Oh. That's why it's
expensive. Oh, so it's a dollar. Okay, so why am I spending $26,000?
I mean, because if you're a Chiefs fan, you want the actual coin that you walk in your man. You know, that's the coin that they flipped when the Chiefs won. I'm rich. I just threw away my money.
All right, here's another one for you. 10 games. 10 games.
Ten games.
This week, something happened 10-game related.
Oh, Patrick Kane. Points.
10-game streak.
10-game streak.
That was more than that, I think.
Close, but no.
I thought that was a good guess.
Thank you. And I'm not the hockeynista.
Austin Matthews.
Very close.
Dylan Larkin.
No.
Because he was also on a point streak as well.
10-game.
Not Austin Matthews.
It's one of Kenny's guys.
Oh, Mo Sider.
No.
No.
10 games.
Actually, I don't know if it's one of Kenny's guys. Oh. But I've heard you talk about this guy.
It's a hockey player is what we're getting at here.
Yes.
Another hint. Alex DeBrincat. I don't know.
Someone ended their 10-game drought with an overtime winner this week.
Panarin.
They had a 10-game scoreless drought.
I don't know. I'm just liking this music right
now. I'm going to say.
Right.
The answer is.
Panarin, maybe.
Connor McDavid.
Oh, okay.
Kenny.
I know.
I never would have guessed that he was in a drought to begin with. I went right over my head.
Connor McJesus.
Is he the GOAT right now, the greatest who's never won anything?
Absolutely.
All right, so special day. We got Stoney in today. So we thought we'd do a little Stoney edition of By the Numbers. I'm going to throw a little couple Stoney-related By the Numbers for you guys.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay. June 19th in Stoney's life. What does that represent?
June 19th.
Frick, I don't even know.
Is it Springsteen's birthday?
No. That'd be September 23rd.
What time was he born?
That I don't know.
Of course he knew that, though.
Yeah. June 19th. It was none of the Flyers Stanley Cups because the first one was May 19th.
That was my next guess. It was like
is that when the Sixers won the title in 82-83 with Moses?
No. June 19th, 1986.
I was here.
Is when.
I moved here.
Len Bias died.
Oh, yes, that's
and
right.
And most notable for the last time Stoney touched cocaine.
Let's give it a round.
That's right. June 19th.
I should know that because the Gov would always point it out to me every June 19th.
You know, today. All right, here's another one for Stoney. The 30th of January. I'll even give you another clue. The 30th of January of this year.
30th of January this year. So that'd be 2024. January 30th. I'm thinking.
I was about to say, it wasn't when he gave his 10-page goodbye speech.
No.
That was in February, so it probably went 10. It probably went that long.
Right, it started.
It started January 30th.
Another hint?
NBA related.
Is that when Joel Embiid got hurt?
Close. That was the last time Joel Embiid played an NBA game. Okay. It was January 30th.
Okay, Stoney.
Well, that means he was right because that's he got hurt correct. That day. So yeah. That was the day
right.
he got hurt.
He was right.
Yay.
All right, I'll give you a bonus one. Three times. What's happened to Stoney three times in his life?
Too easy.
She was only pregnant once.
Two practice rounds.
No, I mean, all together. Yeah.
Two practice rounds, and then it worked.
Oh, man. Three times. I didn't have jobs.
Close. Three times. The number of times Stoney has mortgaged his house to pay for front row Springsteen tickets. Oh. All right, I'll give you one more.
You're okay.
18 in 5. 18 in 5.
18 in 5 or 18 and 5?
Yeah,
in 5.
Oh,
I-N.
Oh.
18 in 5.
The number of times he's seen Springsteen in 5 years.
Close. No.
How many classes I took in? No.
The number of vacations he took in 5 years.
That's pretty
no,
good.
No, that's the other Mike. Eighteen and five. How many games the Lions have won in 5 years before this year?
No, it's got it's Stoney related.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
18 and 5. God.
18 and 5. The number of times Stoney will tell you he is the godfather of sports radio in a 5-minute conversation.
Stoney,
I've never said that.
Stoney,
that's
all
like
right,
giving
throw
yourself
me out of
a
here.
Nickname.
Stoney, he amuses himself.
Okay. He amuses me sometimes, not on that one.
All right, I'm going to go out on
can we end on a high note, or is that it?
All right, let me give you one more.
Okay.
1975.
Is this just a Stoney. Regular one or a Stoney?
This is a Stoney.
1975. Well, the last day of 1975 was the first day I saw Bruce Springsteen. 1975 was also the last time the Flyers won the Stanley Cup.
That is correct.
All right.
Long time ago. Long
yes,
time ago.
And by the way, Kenny, did you see that documentary yet?
No, I have not seen the documentary. Okay.
All right. That is... By the numbers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.